1071 CJCS FM. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Let's continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. And I've got something about here coming to a location near you. I don't know what this is about.
Wow, you know, I refer this to when I was introduced to this as Swifties. Be a Swiftie. So it's the Stratford Winter Film Festival, which is coming to Stratford. We know we're building on making Stratford a destination location for the entire year. And that's certainly growing. And so this is another opportunity for both tourists and Stratfordites to be tourists for these three days. So from February the 9th to the 11th, there's 9 films, 5 locations, and 1 pass for what they call the Stratty. I'm referring to as the Swifty. It's supported by the BIA and Destination Stratford. So you can go out, and there's a long list. Go to the website. I won't read all the films, but they're at the location of Grayson Mills, upstairs and downstairs, Revival House, Avondale, and Factory 163. There are also some neat features for dining and accommodations through several restaurants to start with. I know there'll more will come on board through Foster's, Mercer Hall, and Perth County Inn, all to showcase some small films and to showcase some beautiful event locations in Stratford. So I invite people to get out and enjoy. You know, in the doom and gloom of winter, there's still lots to be seen in Stratford. And so thank you, BIA and Destination Stratford, for bringing the Stratford Winter Festival to town February 9th to 11th.
Yeah, the film festival. Really,
yes,
looking forward to
thank
that.
You.
And speaking about more great initiatives with Stratford Pride Community Center, about Generation Rainbow Collective.
Yes, so much going on with regards to the Stratford Pride Community Center. Shout out to, you know, their leader, Heather McDowell, the executive director, and the president, Brock Hart, for their work at the center, a safe place for individuals to go. And, you know, I've had 2 occasions to meet with Ollie and Dylan, who are our youth ambassadors for Generation Rainbow Collective, Youth for Youth programming. That's starting on February the 6th, and it's 5 Tuesday nights of activities that are supported generously by different venues in town, but ages 10 to 15, those individuals are doing a great job, and it's nice that it's coming from the youth and providing it for the youth from their vantage point. So I encourage people to go to the website, the Stratford Pride Community website, and see that's all there. I know Ian Middleton was in to talk about all the events going on. I believe there's 9 with Winter Pride coming up from February the 15th to the 19th. Some great stuff going on. And the last piece, check out the Pride Guide with regards to the list of accommodations, restaurants, and other business where they indicate that, hey, we are in support of our, you know, our local Pride community, and these are places where you are absolutely welcome. It's not an exhaustive list, but I certainly thank those businesses and locations, restaurants, for sharing their name and putting the sign out there saying, yes, you are welcome. And there are many more. So get out there and take a look at the Stratford Pride Guide to see and acknowledge those locations.
We're chatting with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, let's wrap things up with a few more shout-outs and a few more things that are coming up.
Absolutely. Coldest night of the year. Shameless plug, the Mayor of Stratford is once again walking in this event. I've been involved with this event before. It was even called Coldest Night of the Year. Someday we'll do a walkthrough down memory lane. But once again, we are supporting ShelterLink Youth Services and the Stratford Connection Center. The goal this year is $170,000. I believe we're at about 50% raised. I think we've raised about $85,000 to this point. Last year, I believe it was around $150,000. So you have many options. You can join a team. You can walk. You can donate. You can donate to individuals like myself, I as mentioned. Currently, there are 80 teams, which is amazing. I mean, 60 teams, which is amazing. 314 walkers, still time to register. If you are wanting to volunteer, I'm certain Sonia at United Way, Perth Huron, will take your names. We have 24 days left, and that is another amazing community event where people just get out to show their support and collect money and just be there for those people that are suffering from hunger, hurt, and homelessness. And you know, those are so important that we as a community step up and say, yes, we're going to support those individuals that are marginalized, not by their choice, but we're going to show that we're there. So I encourage people to take a look once again. Go to Coldest Night of the Year Canada. Click on Ontario and Ontario, and then click on Stratford location, and it'll take you straight to Stratford and give you everything you need to know about joining as a team or donating as an individual.
And the Onyx bus service continues?
Continues, and once again, encourage the residents of Stratford to try this service. I haven't been on it yet, but I spoke to the family owner of this gentleman out of Brampton. I've told him I'm going to make a mission to get to Brampton to meet him for coffee. But a service that takes individuals to KW, to the Go, to London, to Brampton, to Pearson, to Union Station. It's there. A couple weeks ago, I had a chance to speak to a young person that was a former student of mine here in Stratford, lives now in Waterloo, and is using that to come home on weekends. So lots of opportunities there. And the good news there is they want to work with our travelers to find what is the best schedule. And they'll work with VIA and GO to find the best schedule. So take a look at that. And try to find an opportunity to use that service.
All right. And engage Stratford to wrap things up.
Last thing, you know, we're always about engaging citizens of Stratford. I do it with coffee frequently at Coffee Culture. But you can certainly engage with what's going on in Stratford. And still out there is the official plan review and the strategic priorities work that we're undergoing with staff and council. So get on onto that. There's opportunities for you to share your input.
City of Stratford Mayor Martin Risma. My goodness, Martin, what a city we live in.
I can't stop bragging about it. And if I go to an event, whether it's provincially or nationally or internationally, and you mention you're from Stratford, Ontario, people's eyes open and say, with acknowledgement, I know that place. So thank you very much, Jamie.